Good evening. This is Circe Wessner, and I'm here to read you another Brat Time story. This story, titled Such is the Power of Smell, was first written by me in January 2018. We all have such great memories, and many of them are triggered by smells of our childhood. And this story kind of reflects the power of smell. Enjoy. This time of year, January, New Mexico is cloaked in a shroud of hazy wood smoke from hundreds of fireplaces. As I walk by certain houses, I smell creosote, or uncured wood, or the wonderful piñon. This is the smell of winter. Cocooned under my thick down comforter, the smell of freshly brewed coffee wafting down the hallway is a thing that rousts me out of bed. Smell is something that can transport us back to a particular space and time, to bad times and good. When my son was 6, we took him to see Jurassic Park at the Post Movie Theater. Later that night, he came screaming into our bed. He was sweaty and trembling, and for the first time, I smelled terror. His entire body oozed it from every pore. Veterans tell me they vividly remember the odors of war, even 50 years back. Vietnam had a very distinct smell. A Marine Corps chaplain reminisces about his time in war. He says, "The smell of cigarettes before battle was holy incense. If you don't think Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan are holy places, you're wrong. It's where we die and receive redemption." Many people link smells to good memories: baby powder, puppy breath, vanilla, and cinnamon. They're happy, common triggers. One military dependent listed sandalwood incense, original Jergens hand lotion, percolated coffee, and spray starch as her favorite smells. Because my own family was stationed overseas, I could only visit my grandmother every other year when we went back to the States on reemployment leave. To this day, when I smell oil of olay, I am right back in her house in Indiana. I ask some of my friends about what smells they associate with their military life. Here are some responses. Richard, an Air Force brat, immediately mentioned jet fuel. Others chimed in too, mentioning the smell of diesel from the military buses used to transport them to school. Still others reminisced about running behind spray trucks, breathing in, quote, whatever chemical they used to spray for mosquitoes, end quote. Other smells associated with military life were Brasso, Aqua Velva, Old Spice, and Physohex. Many, many brats mentioned shoe polish as a smell that transports them back to their childhood. Nina explains, "It reminds me of my dad when he would get the polish and cloth and brush out every Sunday evening. That shoe shining ritual played out over and over and over in military households." Sharon recalls that when she was 5, she would be handed the shoe polish lid to put water in, and she would walk ever so carefully so as not to spill it. One spouse said she still recalls the stink from her husband melting the shoe polish to liquefy it. The whole house reeked for days. One brat reminisced about his childhood, remembering the starch sateen fatigues saturated with cigarette smoke when I hugged my dad's leg when he came home. So how did home smell? Paul said it smelled like fresh paint. Everything in military quarters had 3 layers of paint. Sue says the aroma, which immediately brings her back to childhood, is walking into a closed room that has a window air conditioner. The quarters at Fort Benning did not have central air, but window units were provided to the quarters, 1 unit per quarters. My parents just put it in the room that we used as the family room, and I just can't describe the smell. I just know it when I smell it. Catherine said home smelled like old wax, which I was given the job of cleaning out from between the tiles of the wood parquet floors in our quarters with a dinner knife, before they were re-waxed and buffed for the inspectors when I was a fifth grader. Yuck. Army brat John says, "So, one favorite smell for me is hot duck canvas. Growing up in the 50s and 60s, cheap entertainment was setting up pup tents in the backyard, sometimes linking them together to make large tents to shelter my brothers and buddies so we could read comic books, play army attack, play marble games, and have campouts." Vera says, "You said it. The tent, even for us Air Force brats, was the smell of summer." Joyce takes it one step further. "I once told someone the tap water tasted like potable water out of an army khaki canvas bag. They looked at me like I was nuts. We drank from those at a camp in Germany 40, 50, even 75 years later. A sudden whiff of something can immediately transport someone back to Okinawa, Ramstein, or Fort Sill. Such is the power of smell." So, when you go back to bed, try to get some sleep. Think about what smells make you happy from your childhood. Try to remember where you smelled that smell, what you were doing, how it made you feel. I hope you have a pleasant night's sleep. Good night.